This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All Cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The recommendation was submitted by the National Cotton Council to Congress for the 2012 Farm Law consideration. The development process and debate featured a strong measure of support from multiple American cotton producer regional leaders. Even though they were aware that cotton production regions would not be affected equally under the new approach, they made unity a priority.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
An anticipated challenge came with the passage of the Budget Control Act of 2011. The NCC quickly recognized that baseline spending for the next farm bill debate would be reduced by whatever portion of the $1.2 trillion in savings that was assigned to agriculture by the Joint Commission. Thus, NCC leaders directed NCC staff to prepare cotton farm program delivery system options for consideration. The task force did its homework. It recognized that simply downsizing the current cotton program structure would likely undermine its effectiveness. They also recognized that given the status of the World Trade Organization Brazil cotton case, the trade distorting practices identified in that case also would have to be addressed in policy recommendations.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In order to address the anticipated budget reductions, as well as the modifications in the cotton program from the WTO Brazil case, the task force recommended an income safety net that is consistent with crop insurance delivery and complements existing crop insurance programs. Specifically, the safety net would address shallow revenue losses on an area-wide basis, with producer premiums subsidized to the maximum extent possible, using available cotton program spending authority. They also recommended maintaining an effective marketing loan.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Immediately following NCC board adoption, NCC staff was directed to begin educating congressional members and the administration on the rationale and details of this Stacked Income Protection Program, or STACS. Conveyed was the industry's opinion that the STACS structure would, 1, best utilize reduced budget resources, 2, respond to public criticism by directing benefits to growers who suffer losses resulting from factors beyond their control, and 3, build on existing crop insurance, thus ensuring no duplication, while offering program simplification potential. The industry also believed the cotton program revisions, which would go into effect for the 2013 crop year, would provide confidence to lenders. They believed it would ensure market-oriented production decisions that ultimately served the long-term financial health of cotton merchandisers and processors, as well as related businesses and rural economies. Simultaneously, legislative language was developed, estimated producer premiums were discussed, and a Congressional Budget Office score was obtained. Overall, the development of this farm policy position demonstrated the NCC's enduring strength in recognizing a difficult challenge and addressing it to the benefit of the entire industry. It also reaffirmed the NCC's ongoing commitment to ensuring there is a safety net in place for American cotton producers.